So you felt a little bit like, like a little dog who has just been showered with ice cold water. So we needed concentration. And then we went under the arcades, and all of a sudden, I also felt that so much energy came into me, and so much transcendental happiness in Krishna consciousness, that I didn't feel my body any longer. I personally believe this is a principle which holds true also in other circumstances. If we just can bring our consciousness to just concentrate on the holy name, then there is so much strength available. So we will sing now Jai Radha Madhava, then we will have a lecture. And this evening or afternoon, I want to kidnap all of you. I want to bring you to Vrindavan. Yes, portare. I have brought a very nice slideshow where you can also see what is going on in the Govardhan and the Vashana retreats. Yes. One moment. Yes. Technique. Is it all right? No. Yes. Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Varada Pidana Vallava Viri Varadari Yasoda Nannana Vraja Jana Ranjana Sodanandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Tamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Nijaya Radha Madhava Sunya Vihari Bihari.
Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Oh Nitai Nitai Hare Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai, Nitai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Louder, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hai Bo, Hai Bo. Oh, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Chila, Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Go. Premanandi Hari Hari Bo Jayam Vishnupada Paramahansa Paravraja Kacharya Ashtada Satasi Simatristi Vaingres Sila Abhe Charana Ravinda Sila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda ki jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Naam Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Prem se kaho si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Si Advaita Gadadha Shivashadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki jai. Si Si Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinatha Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapudham Ki Jai Gangamaya Munamai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Hari Nam Sankirtana ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees, All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, could you please communicate to our mothers with children, Indian mothers with children, if the children become restless, it's better if they go into another warm room and play with the children. Hmm? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pachanine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Askatyare Sadarine Vanchakalpataru Vaisha Kriba Sindhu Vaivacha Paditanam Bhavane Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shadi Govaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I want to welcome all of you to this third part of our lecture series called The Kirtan of Lord Gauranga. We had heard a little bit about the history of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Then we had heard what is the explanation of Kirtan, what does it mean? We had heard the best mood in which one can sing the Kirtan and dance the Kirtan. And we had heard many different kirtans chants yesterday. We also had heard why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had said that the kirtan is the most powerful process in the universe. That is because there is so much power in the holy names. It can destroy, in other words, all the obstacles which are in our spiritual life, and it can also give us love of Godhead. Yesterday we ended our discussion by talking about the confrontation between the impersonalistic school of Shankara and Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Kashi. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had told the Mayavadis and proved it that compared to the ocean of transcendental bliss that one tastes by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, the pleasure derived by impersonal Brahman realization is like the shallow water in a canal. In a channel, yes, a shallow water in a canal. Yes. Like when you go from Prabhupadesh to Grinasio, or whatever it's called, then you pass a channel which has very shallow water.
Yeah.
So the ocean of bliss of chanting Hare Krishna is so much more than that little shallow canal water of impersonal Brahman realization. Today we will continue our discussions and we will start our lecture with an atom bomb. Why don't we feel this ecstasy of Krishna consciousness? The scriptures tell on one side one thing, and our experience on the other side is, a very shallow Krishna consciousness. See, there's a blessing in institutions and a curse. The blessing is that you can perform with a group of people and reach a common goal. Everything is taken care of. There are guidelines on practically everything, from philosophy to sleeping. But there's a curse. If someone just follows the guidelines without his mind and his heart being involved, he does everything mechanical. A mechanical person who has no contact with the dimension of heart has no contact with true humility. He will judge the other person by external reasons, not by the level of the heart. Krishna, Krishna. Once a great devotee heard that another devotee had fallen in love with a girl in the altar room or in the before altar room and left the movement. Everyone judged and cursed the two who had dared to do to develop their human relationship in the room before God. But the great devotee said, "Let us not judge them." Do we know how much they have prayed to Krishna in their hearts? So, you have to bring the two together, your individual spiritual search and your being a member of an institution which can do wonderful things in the external world by the combined force of many. And the individual search is always a matter of going to deeper and deeper and yet deeper levels of one's personality. For instance, in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. You first start on the level where you make the physical arrangements that you can chant. A peaceful room, a good time, the right pronunciation. Yes. What else? Sit properly, the right posture. Then you have to go one level deeper. The right mental attitude. That means understanding the meaning of the mantra and meditating about the meaning. Understanding yourself as being a part of God. Etc. And then you have to go still one level deeper. One more level. The level of the heart. Chanting with feelings. Begging the Lord through prayer. Implorando. Yes. You translate very nice, Sita. Implorando, you have to do some implorando. Prayers, prayerful chanting. Like we hear, there was one devotee who told us that he had every day in the night heard a crying in the courtyard of the Radha Damodar temple. It's a devotee who lives in Vrindavan, an old Baba, I think his name is Hridayananda Baba. And one day he wanted to find out what was this noise. Every night he was woken up by this heavy sound. So he went over the roofs and he looked inside the court of the Radha Damodar temple. And there before Rupa Goswami's Bhajan Kutir, he saw Srila Prabhupada with a little broom, jaru they call it, you know, some straw, sweeping and crying to Rupa Goswami while chanting the Hare Krishna mantra with some implorando.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, like this. Yes, yes, implorando, yes. So much implorando. Krishna. This is chanting from the heart. Let me tell you a little story in this connection. Once there was a man who had three brothers. Actually, two brothers. He was the youngest. And you must now be very careful. It's a very difficult story. It may be a story about your life. One day he said to the brothers, I'm tired to live such a shallow life. I know of a well. And I know that on the ground of this dry well is a treasure. Let's go to this well. And let's get the treasure. Oh, said the brothers, how far is this well from here? It is very close and very far at the same time. We don't want to go to such a well. No, Veni, Veni. If you don't come to this well, I'm killing myself. So he forced them. They came to a well. And the brother said, the youngest brother said, okay, I will let you inside the well by means of a rope. So after he had lowered the rope for a little bit, the oldest brother who was on the rope started to scream. Oh no! So dark here. I can't hear anything. I'm dying. Get me out of this well. The younger brother got him out and he knew what was the character of his older brother. Then came the middle brother. Oh no! It's so lonely here. So dark. Let me out of this well. I can't stand it. I'm almost dying. I cannot stand it. I cannot. No, it means it's just too much. Yes. So the younger brother got his middle brother out and he knew in his heart what was the character of his middle brother. Then he said, now I am going. He got the rope. Whatever happens, don't take me out of the well. And he got down. More down. More down. More down. More down. And he found gold on the bottom of the well. Then he made the sign and he went up with the gold. And everyone knew what was the character of the youngest brother. My dear devotees, this is an old story. It tells us that in spiritual life we have to go deeper, and this means the world will become a little silent around us.
we might sometimes look for orientation. We might not know what is happening to us. Because as we go deeper into our heart, we celebrate the way of the great departure from the shallow material life. We leave the social dimension. We leave our families and friends to be ready for the great meeting with God, which takes place in a sacred space, not a mundane space. We have to go deep. Even ISKCON cannot protect us from this. This was my most heavy statement in this lifetime. Sometimes people join an institution so that they don't, that they join another social life. I do remember once in Cologne, I was packing the car to go to, I forgot where, and there was a man and he came, it was early in the morning, 4 o'clock. Is the sect living here? The sect, sector. I said, no, the Hare Krishna people live here. Yeah, yeah, this is what I mean. The sector. I asked him, may I know what you know of the Hare Krishna people? Yeah, they're all together and you get your food. No need of work. And I heard there are women who want to marry. I'm not so fortunate. I have no woman. And I didn't make it very well in the world. My friends have recommended me to go there. I said, go somewhere else, we have enough of you. This is not for this. This is the deepest, this is the effort which requires most from you. You will have to give your best. You will have to give your heart. It's for the greatest souls. Please educate yourself a little bit more and then decide if this is the place for you. Yes, Krishna consciousness has a very, 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 very deep philosophy to help us to act on a very high level. A deep philosophy is meant to help us rise in our consciousness so that we can act on a high level. It means to go deep into the veil of your heart. And you can best try this when you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. First you start on the physical level. Then your mind chants. Then your soul chants. And then your whole being chants. Like we heard yesterday, like we heard in the story of Arjuna and Krishna, which we explained when we came here. Yes. I believe if we chant very deep with the extra element of sneha or affection, that Krishna is actually, that this means real chanting. Once Krishna was asked about his permanent address. Where are you? Narada Muni said that because he had seen that sometimes the Lord was not in the Vaikuntha planets. Like we are here in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the Lord sometimes goes and does some business somewhere else. So Krishna gave his address. He said, Nahang tishtami yogi Vaikunte yoginam hridayeshu va. I'm not staying in the Vaikuntha planets and not even in the hearts of the yogis. There you cannot find me permanently. Maybe you can help me. Mat tatra yatra gayanti tatra tishtami narada. Yes, I am there where my bhaktas chant. And Krishna showed this in the, or Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed this in one memorable kirtan which was arranged by Narottam Das Thakur, the prince of Keturi, after Lord Chaitanya's disappearance. Occasione, after Lord Chaitanya's disappearance. It was on his birthday, the Gopunim. On golden plates, Narottam Das Thakur had written invitations for all the associates, the remaining associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, so that they could attend this Gaur Punim festival after the Lord had disappeared. And there, in that sacred space in Keturi Gram, on Gopunim Day, the Vaishnavas requested Narottam Das Thakur to lead the kirtan. Narottam Das Thakur felt very honored and paid his obeisances to all the Vaishnavas before he started to sing even the first lines of the kirtan. And then his two Midanga players came. And they played a Midanga solo. And then they stopped. And then the kirtan started. Narottam Das Thakur sang, and in his voice, his whole separation from Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu was evident, and the mood spread to all the devotees. With tears in their eyes, these devotees chanted the names as Narottam Das Thakur led them to deeper and deeper levels of Krishna consciousness. And then all of a sudden, all the devotees could smell a divine fragrance of Dhammanaka flowers that were the favorite flowers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which he wore in the garlands.
Sentire la fragranza di questi fiori d'Amanaka che erano i fiori preferiti del signore Chaitanya che indossava addosso nella sua
They were electrified. Where is our Lord? We can smell his garland already. And then, my dear devotees, all of a sudden, full darshan. Gauranga was there. Nitai was dancing. Advaita Acharya chanted very loud, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Molto forte, molto forte. Ooh, so forte. And there was Gadadhar Pandit was there, and so was Srivas Thakur. Achyutananda, this son of Advaita Acharya, who still lived after his father had left, saw Maya Otats, my father. He ran to Advaita Acharya and danced with him. He could really, yes, Advaita was there. It was not a ghost or an imaginary vision. He was dancing with his father. Yes. Mat bhakta yatra gayanti tratatratishtami narada. I am there where my devotees chant my names. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had proven it. I was once when I was a very young devotee, at the Mayapur festival. And there something happened which I cannot forget. We had taken two buses from Germany to India for a program of a Sankirtan program and a food distribution program. And we arrived 2 days after the Mayapur festival had started. We had some complications on the journey. So I went into the room, temple room. Prabhupada had just started Jayaradha Madhava. And I sat down. Prabhupada chanted. I looked at him. All of a sudden there were tears in his eyes. Then he stopped. He could not continue his chanting. He was crying. But not in a very moved way, that means, not in a way where his body was shaking from the crying. He was just sitting there, and tears were coming from the corners of his eyes. We were absolutely silent. And as he was sitting there and we were just looking at him, a very wonderful atmosphere spread through the temple room. Some started to cry, but we were all deeply touched in the heart. And for me, we had just arrived from Germany by bus, you know. For me, the world stopped. And I felt a moment of eternity, transcendental, you know, in other words, I felt being on a level where time was not existing. And we just looked. attached heart, and we when our mind started to work for a moment, the mind said, I wish this never stops. Prabhupada on that day gave a short lecture. Because I was so touched, I forgot what it was about. But I remember afterwards, some sannyasis sat in one corner of the temple to discuss what had happened. And because I'm very curious by nature, I also went where the sannyasis were. And I just arrived when I think Brahmananda Swami, Goswami said, we have to ask Prabhupada what to do when he goes into ecstasy. All the devotees were confused. I said, no, it was wonderful. Who are you? You're not a sannyasi. So I heard that later the sannyasis went to Prabhupada. And they asked him what to do when he goes into ecstasy. And Prabhupada said, just chant Hare Krishna. That was the solution for all of us whenever we were confused. Hare Krishna. So, when a devotee chants, Krishna appears. This confidence comes from the Vaishnava belief in the scripture, in the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna actually tells his devotees that he does appear from time to time. He descends to destroy evil and to establish the true Dharma. Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskitam dharma sangstapanataya sambhavanimi yuge yuge. The Lord actually descends. This is a principle. Especially when in kirtan, this is a principle. The Lord can come. We cannot go from our level to the spiritual level, but the Lord can come from the spiritual level to the material level. He does this not only in his Leela avatars, but also in his Naam avatar. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur therefore says that the holy name is not a product of the tongue. In fact, the whole of bhakti, or bhakti, is not a product of the human psychology. Bhakti is something which comes from the transcendental realm, just like Krishna or Krishna's name. It's not mundane sentiment. I would like to give you an example from village India. In village India, I once saw a scene that there was a bullock cart with two bullocks going without a driver through a village. Because I'm very curious, I wanted to find out where's this going. It looked like a ghost bullock cart. And I went behind. just to see. Then the bullock cart came to a house at the end of the village. And there, a bullock cart driver jumped on the bullock cart and said, "Hee, ooh, mah," and you know, and guided the bullocks. Bhakti is like that. We come with our body and mind and do some spiritual activities under the guidance of Rupa Goswami, as he describes these activities in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And if Krishna wants, then he gives us bhakti. Bhakti will go into our heart and then take guidance of our body and mind. In Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he describes that bhakti cannot be is difficult for two reasons. It's difficult, huh? Difficult to get. The first reason is, the first reason is that you may not get bhakti after thousands of heartless sadhanas. Or dry sadhanas. The other thing is that even if you have done Krishna may withhold bhakti from you. Yes, he has to give it. If he doesn't give it, there is no other place from where you can get it. Therefore, great devotees always pray, "My Lord, my Lord, please give me the priceless jewel of your loving devotional service." It is a divine gift, in other words. Yeah, it is a gift which is only in the gift shop of God. Bhakti is not in the gift shop of human beings. Yes. So, good. But here, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu holds that if someone chants the holy names offenseless, he gets this bhakti in the heart. He gets it because Krishna descends with bhakti. But Jiva Goswami says, this only holds true if you chant the names as they are given in the Shastras, not if you chant fanciful created names. Yeah, it is by the use of names that are celebrated in scripture that the Lord is instantly known. In this line, Jayadev Goswami has written a verse about kirtan, which I want to narrate to you at the final conclusion of my lecture. Oh Harinam, you enter my ears and touch my heart. Tears fall from my ears and make the clay soft. The clay is the ground. Yeah. And then I make footprints in the soft clay so that others can follow my way. Nice, isn't it? Holy name comes in the ears, goes in the heart, moves the heart, then some steam is created, and tears are coming from the eyes. Aqua, and the aqua of the tears makes the ground soft. And my footprints are on the ground that others can follow my way. Jayadev Goswami. He is a poet. Krishna. So I want to give you a little tip what I do during Kirtan. Maybe it inspires you. First, when I sing, I try to see the deities. And I'm singing for the deities. That's always very important for me to understand. Kirtan is a glorification of Krishna. I really try to sing for Krishna. You know, I cannot sing properly. Ya sam entusiastichni jaba. I'm an enthusiastic frog only. So all what is of any value is if I can at least try to sing for God. Then I try to hear the holy name. And then usually I look at the devotees for a moment. And I think, oh, they all want to chant for Krishna. But I am so useless. I have only a material tongue. Now Krishna must come on my tongue and then go into the hearts of the devotees. Then I continue to chant. Yeah. So in other words, first come in the presence of the Lord, then fix your attention to sing for Him, then listen to the holy name, and then let the holy name take over. Sometimes we feel like dancing in this way and that way. We get this inspiration in Krishna consciousness or that inspiration. Let us give ourselves in the hands of the Lord. Let Him control us. Let us be like puppets which are moved by the puppeteer. And then Kirtan is a very nice experience. It's Yuga Dharma. I have a friend. His name is Krishna Das from America. And he sings with a very deep voice. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, like this. You might have heard. Yes, it's very famous in the yoga society. I asked him once, what do you do when you do Kirtan? He said, I can't sing. I just sing because my Guru Maharaj told me to sing. And then I do it. And then he says, Krishna has his humor. Krishna has humor.
Humor,
like. Yeah. A humor. Humor, like joking, yeah. He can play flute even on a lead pipe. So this is my kata. He said the lead pipe, you know. He thinks he's a lead pipe. But Krishna can do everything. I thought that was nice. He's still not 100% a devotee. A little impersonalistic. Needs to take a little bit more prasadam. But this he understood. And he has, you know, audiences I saw with my own eyes up to 9,000 people. People like kirtan. It's a new thing. You know, because they feel when so many people come together, they and do some and sing, this creates a vibration which elevates them. I also feel we should have a kirtan group in Italy. In the Switzerland, we have with Madhava, Gora Prema band. And they are invited all over the yoga studios. People are prepared to sit down 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. Because kirtan is powerful. It's a yoga dharma. So sometimes I think we should become lovers of kirtan. We should become experts in this. Learn the melodies properly. Yeah, and one thing, the cartels we have to learn. Vihara Krishnas always play too fast with the cartels. Hare Krishna. And too loud. Well, when we can sing loud, it's all right. Yes. So yes. Then the Lord can appear. Prabhus and Matajis, we have given the greatest treasure. Now it's up to us to go deep into the Bruna. Bruna means into the well, and get the gold for us. Yes. Let's go deep. Profundita, yes. Molto profundita. Hare Krishna. This is all I had to say. I have to come more often. I have so many good points here, but no time. I want to end here. Let us see if you have any questions. Eduardo. Wait, Eduardo, microfono is coming.
In questi giorni si diceva che come lui non la vedesse, non ci fosse, e in ansia prega di essere toccato da questa misericordia.
This day she said the devotee is always begging for Krishna's mercy, as if he couldn't see it, as if it wasn't there. He wishes to be touched by Krishna's mercy.
Noi sappiamo anche che tutta è una manifestazione della misericordia del Signore.
We also know that everything is a manifestation of God's mercy.
Ma il devoto, quando ha una realizzazione divina, pensa sempre di essere un offensore.
But when a devotee has divine realization, he always thinks to be an offender. He always thinks of himself as an offender.
Noi siamo degli offensori.
Because we are offenders.
Noi siamo offensori. Siamo stati salvati da Srila Prabhupada.
We've been saved by Srila Prabhupada.
Noi che siamo realmente degli offensori, di quali stimoli possiamo circondarci quando cantiamo il Santo Nome?
Since we are really offenders, how can we be surrounded by stimulus? Which stimulus can we be surrounded by when we chant the Holy Name?
Yeah. Satya Bhama, you want to check the microphone, maybe? Is it working? Because there may be more. Yeah. The question is, what atmosphere can stimulate us to chant despite our fallen condition as being offensive? Yeah? Stimulus, yeah. In the Shastras, it's always said that we need the stimulus from the pure devotees. Their mood should come into us, or some of their mood, so that we change onto another energy level of prayer or of sadhana. Raghunath Das Goswami compares the mood of Rupa Goswami with a horse. A horse which can quickly carry him to Radha and Krishna. So, you know, when you chant dry or offensive, then you don't seem to move on, you don't seem to advance, nothing happens. Yes, but if you could just change the mood. It's like if you walk on feet, you don't walk so fast, but if you could get yourself on a horse. And cavallo, you could. So this mood of the great souls can be inherited by chanting their prayers. I have just written a little book, it's still in the publishing stage. It's called Chanting from the Heart, Prayers to Enliven Us in Our Practice.
Yeah.
I recommend for all the devotees to chant the Sharanagati prayers. These are prayers from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Okay, anyone else? Vrindavan Chandra. Let us hear the sweet German sound vibration. No, it's so schön, das zu hören. Let us hear. I said that Krishna has to give the bhakti, but bhakti is always directed towards him. So how can Krishna give us bhakti?
Ho detto che Krishna può dare la bhakti, ma la bhakti è diretta sempre verso di lui. Quindi come può lui dare a noi la bhakti?
See, Krishna, what is bhakti?
Cos'è la bhakti?
Or who is Bhakti Devi?
Chi è Bhakti Devi?
That's a very interesting question.
Some
of you say Radharani or Bhakti Devi is Radharani, but this is almost true, but not completely true. Non precisamente. Oh. Chita, I could learn Italian so fast because it's you just put an E or an O behind everything and then you are. it's actually the halo of Bhakti Devi, of Radharani. It's the effulgence. Please look at this beautiful picture of Radha and Krishna. See, there's a halo, ein Heiligenschein oder ein Heiligenglanz around Radharani. That's bhakti.
Per favore, guardate questa immagine di Radha Krishna. C'è un'aurea intorno a Radharani.
It is said when Krishna, you know, when Radharani stands before Krishna, once Krishna took the form of Narayan to hide himself. And then all the gopis came past him, saw Narayan and said, Narayan, where's Krishna? And Krishna stood in his form of the Narayan deity, like this. Then Radharani came. And then when Radharani came, he couldn't keep his disguise any longer. Because there's so much bhakti radiating from Radharani, that he was melting. The two arms were melted away. Radharani asked, where is Krishna? The two extra arms disappeared and there was Krishna. Because of bhakti, which was coming from her. So yes, we usually also ask, when we chant, we ask Radharani for bhakti. But we also ask Krishna, because Krishna can give us everything. He can tell his energy to come in our direction. But strictly speaking, yes, devotees asked Radharani for the mercy.
Ma parlando strettamente, sì, le volte chiedono a Radharani la misericordia.
Misericordia. Radharani is more inclined to give mercy.
Radharani è più inclina a dare misericordia.
The devotees at Radha Kund tell us a story that once Radharani was walking in the Aprakat Dham, that is the non-manifested Dham, with her girlfriends at Radha Kund. And she came to her foot came on a dead fox who was lying there. So she said to her friends, "Who? What was that?" Oh, it was a dead fox. No, this has touched my feet. May it be my servant. So anyone who touches the lotus feet of Radharani will get the mercy quicker. Because, there is something like male mercy and female mercy. Radharani's mercy is more giving. See, in this world, the father doesn't give his mercies. He always expects us to bring good notes and to behave proper in school and to make our exam in the university and to earn money and to marry and have many children. Krishna also, he asked, first surrender to me, then you get the mercy. Conditional mercy. But the mother is more giving. I remember I was always so lazy in my school days, so absolutely lazy. I only wanted to play. And the teachers were complaining to my family, "Your boy just wants to play, this is not correct." Then my father got me and said, "Son, we have to build up Germany after the Hitler thing, you know, you have to learn something." I said, "It's so boring, Father. It's so absolutely boring. I want to climb trees." And my father was very angry. But my mother would always cook me my favorite preparation. I was crying, "Oh, I have to learn this boring thing. It's just so too much. I'm zero interested. How can I learn where there's no interest?" Oh. And she would always cook my favorite preparation, a special pudding, I remember. Wackel pudding. It's the German word for the preparation. Wackel pudding. It's all right. It's in the four rules and regulations. Yes. Krishna. So Radharani is similar. She not much conditions. and Radha and Krishna come together in Gauranga Mahaprabhu. The conditional and unconditional mercy come together in a very special way. Lord Chaitanya, unconditional side is he gives everyone love of God. And the conditional side is you just have to avoid offending devotees. It's easy. Krishna, now you look all a little tired. I would suggest we end here so that we are fresh for the Sunday program. I want to speak about something very interesting on the Sunday. I will talk about the river of love. It's very interesting concept. It's purely Krishna conscious. Yeah. So we will also have a slideshow, and maybe Gaurahari, you have to check. We are in the process. Giridhari is here. He is very intelligent also. Yes, he knows everything with computers. Vrindavan, yes. Sita, we can talk about this, the two of us. Of what? Ah, good, yes, yes. Thank you, Sita. Thank you. So thank you very much. All the best for you and see you this afternoon. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.